Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. In one sense, a great day for Donald J. Trump. Why? Because one thing that the former president loves, maybe above everything else, of being the center of conversation, being where the action is, being the focus of media attention. He appreciates that even when that focus may not be so flattering. Right now, with news from the Georgia grand jury about potential perjury, and the grand jury voting unanimously, that there was no evidence of election fraud or of a stolen election or an attempt to steal the election in Georgia, is that going along with more intensification of Alvin Bragg and the district attorney in New York, his attempts to continue investigating the payment of hush money to porn stars and other aspects of the Trump operation, business operation. And then, of course, you have a special prosecutor right now, Jack Smith, who is looking at what actually happened on January 6th and Trump's role in that and more possibilities of perjury charges. Okay, is all of this going to amount to anything, or is it just more noise? And does it have the real possibility of raising sympathy, having a rally around the flag effect, as happened before with Mar-a-Lago and the stolen documents? Where do we stand legally? Nobody better to consult on that than Professor John Yoo. He is the Emanuel S. Heller Professor of Law and Faculty Director of the Korea Law Center at the University of California at Berkeley Law School. He has been a member of the Justice Department and an assistant U.S. attorney and more in the past, and he's one of the leading conservative legal thinkers in the country. John, where are we? Is there ever going to be another clear-cut case brought, does it look like, against President Trump?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think initial reports coming out of Georgia, I think, might be misreading what this grand jury report says. So the grand jury report is still mostly secret. We've only got a few pages here that were released. And as you say, in those selections, the grand jury says that we believe perjury may have been committed by some of the witnesses. But it would be wrong to think that anybody's in the clear from this. Because, for example, suppose President Trump was discussed in the report. We wouldn't know that or see that. Just because President Trump didn't testify and so wouldn't be subject to perjury doesn't mean that he might not be discussed elsewhere in the report. It doesn't mean that the grand jury might not have recommended he be prosecuted for something else. For example, like when he called the Secretary of State and said, we've got to find 110,000 votes somewhere. And the reason for that is this, and it's actually important, is because a grand jury is a one-sided affair. It's only the President Trump, for example, didn't appear there. His lawyers didn't appear. They didn't get to put on their side of the case. They didn't get to put on their own explanations. So the judge forbade the release of any of the report that talks about any specific one individual. And so I don't think anybody in the Trump camp, anyone in the Trump campaign, should feel at ease or sleep easier because this report is out. Many of them could still be indicted by the district attorney in the next few months.
And this is, you mean, the district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia?
Yes, this is under Georgia state law. You know, she's not connected actually in any way with the special counsel investigation that's also pursuing January 6th and focusing. Jack Smith. This is the probe that includes both the classified documents mishandling plus January 6th and the alleged effort to obstruct Congress from counting the electoral votes.
There's also this Alvin Bragg, the district attorney of Manhattan of New York, and his pursuit of President Trump on very personal matters. A lot of it focuses on the Stormy Daniels alleged hush money. Can you think of any situation we've ever had where a candidate for the presidency of the United States has had to face such a multitude of fairly serious charges?
Well, first, I can't think of any former president who's ever been investigated for a crime after he left office other than Richard Nixon. And that was the case of whether he had committed conspiracy to obstruct justice in the Watergate tapes affair. So the two things that are unusual about this, one is that these are all issues in New York City that don't have anything to do with Trump having been president. That these are things that occurred in his private citizen capacity. The second thing is the only other possible thing I can think of would be Bill Clinton. You remember when Bill Clinton was campaigning for office, there were all these stories swirling around about, even then, about Whitewater and about his relationship with women. But there were no criminal investigations going on at the time. Those all came later, actually, after he was in office. So I agree with you, Michael. I can't think of a case where you have people under investigation and potential prosecution while they're running for office.
And President Trump today gave comments basically declaring victory for himself regarding that 9 pages from the Georgia grand jury that have been released, the heavily redacted 9 pages. Is he correct? Do you think they agree that the grand jury with his summary that his phone call with Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State of Georgia, was a perfect phone call?
Oh, no. There's a grand jury. They seem to be done. They issue this report. The only thing that the judge allowed to be released were the parts of the report that don't mention anybody. No individuals. Any individual who's mentioned is redacted. So the grand jury, I'm sure they must have looked at that phone call between Trump and Raffensperger. And I don't know whether they said, oh, there's grounds here or not for prosecution. We're going to find out when the district attorney Willis decides whether to charge. The only reason we know about the perjury is because when you look at that part of the report, the report only says we believe some of the witnesses committed perjury, but that part of the report doesn't list any of them. So the only reason this part of the report is now public is because it was so vague. Anything specific is still under wraps. And so I think it would be a mistake for President Trump or anyone in his campaign to come away from this declaring any kind of victory. If they're putting it differently, there could be overwhelming findings and evidence that President Trump committed whatever you want to call it, fraud, committed coercion. If that were true, this release would still look the same. We still wouldn't know one way or the other until the next few weeks when the district attorney in Fulton County has to make her decision.
There's also some legal questions, and I hope you can clarify them, about shooting down these balloons. President Biden said today in a statement to the public that 3 of those unidentified aerial phenomena, we don't know what they were. If they were, in fact, as the president suggested, maybe private ventures by American companies, is there a potential lawsuit against the United States for shooting them down, not knowing what they were? We'll get to that and more with John Yu coming up on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure always to be joined by Professor John Yu of University of California, Berkeley Law School. He is also a fellow of the Hoover Institution at Stanford University and a fellow of the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, D.C. And a lot of your legal work, I know, with the Bush administration came to involve foreign policy. And right now we have this situation, which again seems totally unprecedented, where we have proudly announced that we shot down at least three unidentified aerial phenomena that weren't just phenomena, they were actual craft, and we know their size, and we retrieved some of the debris. But we have no idea what we shot. Is this a potential legal problem?
That's a really interesting question. I don't think people focused on the domestic law part of it. There's two. There's international law and there's domestic law. So under international law, you know, we're a sovereign nation and we control our territory and the airspace above it all the way to get to outer space. And so if planes intrude into our sovereignty without our permission, then we're allowed to use force to repel them. And so we're allowed to shoot down balloons or even aircraft that try to enter United States airspace without our permission. What's stunning to me in the international law part of this is that reports are coming out now that the Biden administration knew that, monitored the balloons launch all the way in China and knew it was coming and had basically, it seems to me, decided to let it float around over our sensitive military installations and not shoot it down, and only was moved to even tell the American people about it and take this kind of action until people in Montana started looking up in the sky and taking photographs. But then there's this domestic issue. Suppose these balloons are actually American. Suppose they're owned by American companies or just individuals. There are possibilities to sue the government and recover for harm the government does to you. For example, if you or I were walking down the street and were hit by a post office truck, you know, we're not left without any remedies. We can sue the government and try to get recovery. There is an exception, though. An exception is for military activity. If this was part of a legitimate military exercise, it's very hard, actually, to recover any money from the government because we don't want our soldiers sort of calculating what the damages they might owe if they've got the wrong instructions from their superiors or there's just a mistake made. So it would really depend here on what was known about these balloons and how the decision was taken to fire them if someone were actually ever to sue the government about it.
Do you share the consensus, and it seems to be a very broad consensus, including many, many Democrats, that this entire balloon matter has been very poorly handled by the Biden administration, that it makes the American people feel less secure going to bed at night and more like we are at least courting a potentially disastrous confrontation with China?
I do agree with that consensus. I think everything the Biden administration has done with this has been a misstep. Now, they could have come forward to the American people and said, look, there's this balloon up there. It's not causing us any harm. It's not really that different than a satellite. We're spending way more money on the missiles to shoot at it than we are that the balloon costs us. So we're just going to let it float along. And by the way, we're going to start sending lots of balloons over China, too. Now, they could have said that. That might actually have been their original view, and that may be why they didn't choose to shoot it down in the first place until civilians in Montana spotted it. But then, if that was their original view, then they've been driven into overreacting, right? They shot this one down, and now they seem to be shooting down anything that shows up on the radar screen that looks like a balloon. That could have been one point. The other option, which also they didn't follow, was we're going to police our nation's sovereignty, and we're not going to allow things on our airspace without our permission. This is clearly some kind of reconnaissance and spying device, and we're going to shoot it down just like we would with any other such device that doesn't have our permission. But they weren't going to follow that policy initially either. So the thing that really I think should bother people is that this administration doesn't seem to have a real policy and steadfastness of purpose. It kind of recalls a lot of the mistakes they've made, like the withdrawal from Afghanistan or the failure to secure the southern border. That's the problem. I think this is just one more piece in that story that this administration does not seem to be fully on top of protecting the nation's security.
Speaking of the nation's security, there's an anomalous situation regarding the former Vice President Mike Pence. Most people would agree. There's certainly some Trump loyalists who might not, but most Americans, Republicans, Democrats, his finest hour was on January 6th, where he stood for performing his constitutional duty and even risking life and limb to do that. And yet he is fighting the subpoena that wants to ask him questions about his role, which many people consider even heroic, his role on January 6th. Is Vice President Trump doing the right thing to resist that subpoena?
Well, first, Michael, I do agree with you. I think his finest hour was rejecting this harebrained scheme to send the electoral votes back to the states and have a two-week delay in their counting. There's just no provision in the Constitution for that. And I've just published, actually just yesterday, a very long scholarly article talking about how you resolve disputes over electors. But now his claim that there's some kind of privilege that shields him from having to testify to prosecutors about this, I don't see the grounds for it. So we should be clear. What he's claiming is really unusual. He's claiming that he has a legislative privilege under what's called the Speech and Debate Clause of the Constitution to keep secret what he was doing as vice president. Now, the vice president is this strange hybrid creature in the Constitution. He's both part of the executive branch, and he's also the president of the Senate, so he's also part of the legislative branch. The problem for Vice President Pence is that most of the things I'm sure they want to talk to, the prosecutors want to talk to him about, don't have to do with what he was doing when he was in charge of the Senate. They have to do with what was President Trump telling him. The reports in the public record by reporters and so on, in the January 6th committee and so on, that say, oh, Trump tried to coerce Pence and was yelling at Pence, putting pressure on Pence. That's all taking place in the White House. And that's when Pence is not in the process of counting votes. That's when Pence is in the executive branch. And so this claim that he should have the same immunity as a senator or a representative, even if it were true, doesn't seem to cover that part of it.
John Yoo, you can read some of his latest commentary posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Nikki Haley attacked for being over her prime at age 51. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want them.
Michael Medved Show.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Questions still remain over a major trail derailment in Ohio that resulted in toxic chemical exposure.
They're working to get to the bottom of what caused the derailment, monitoring air quality, collecting soil samples, testing surface and groundwater for any contaminants.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said local and federal authorities are working to get to the bottom of what happened. She said the administration is deploying teams to East Palestine. The derailment earlier this month caused toxic chemicals to be released into the soil
oil and air. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 431 points to 33,696. The S&P 500 dropped 57 points to 4090. The Nasdaq lost 214 points to 11,855. President Biden is sharing an update on flying objects that were recently taken out of the sky. Biden said entering American airspace has consequences. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, Nikki Haley's campaign was effectively launched, at least according to most observers, earlier this week. She not only released a video that was 3.5 minutes that was a very effective introduction to her, but she also gave a big, well-received, rousing speech with an enthusiastic crowd at the Shed in Charleston, South Carolina, her home state, where basically if she has a campaign strategy and people are looking at it now very directly, her strategy is she's going to compete in Iowa and New Hampshire, the first two states on the Republican calendar. South Carolina is the first state on the Democratic calendar, partially to foreclose any meaningful challenge against President Biden. If he does run, and in increasing numbers of Democratic voices being raised saying he shouldn't. But as far as Nikki Haley is concerned, if she places in the top four in Iowa and places in the top four in New Hampshire and then goes on to win in South Carolina, she would be a formidable competitor to the presumed two front runners, and that would be President Trump, of course, and Ron DeSantis of Florida. Florida primary comes up. That is one that DeSantis would be very, very heavily favored to win, despite the fact that Trump is also technically a Floridian. Everybody thinks of him as a New Yorker. In any event, in her big speech in Charleston, kicking off her formal campaign, she made two proposals when she talked about how the Republican Party needs to go to a younger generation. She talked about, number one, favoring term limits, that would be federally imposed term limits. The the reason I say federally imposed is because there were various states that had voted term limits for their members of Congress, but that was held to be unconstitutional. Why? Because the Constitution defines the qualifications that you need to have to be able to run for the House, and it's not up to an individual state to change that. It's a federal office, even though you're elected on a statewide basis. However, if they did do a constitutional amendment, they could impose term limits so that, for instance, we just have Dianne Feinstein, who's 89 years old now, and she just announced her not running for a seventh term in the Senate. She's been in the Senate for a very long time. She's been in the Senate 36 years. And the idea of term limits, people do believe in that idea. Term limits, of course, for state offices, like governor, can be imposed on a statewide basis. That's why it is that Doug Ducey, who was a very popular and very fine governor, Republican, of Arizona, couldn't run again for re-election, where he would have been heavily favored. He was term limited. He couldn't do it. It's why Glenn Youngkin, the very promising and potential presidential candidate, governor of Virginia, can't run for re-election. Virginia has only one term permitted for its governor. And then you have to turn around, and you can wait out the term. You can't have two consecutive terms in Virginia. But these are state decisions because that's a state office. In any event, she also raised the question not only about term limits, where I think it's actually a waste of time and energy, because you will never get a constitutional amendment that limits people's terms in Congress, because you need two-thirds of the votes of the House and the Senate. And she also made the case that what we need is competency tests, mental tests, that would be submitted to any office holder above the age of 75. And the question would be, okay, so what do you do if you've submitted this test and somebody fails it? Because frankly, when you talk about mental competency tests, there are some members of Congress, honest to God, who are not 75, who are much younger, who I think would have a tough time. Honestly, they would. And these are people you can meet, you can talk to. I'm not sure mental competency test, any kind of mental competency test, that George Santos, who's only 34, would pass. And I think it's a mistake for Haley to try to suggest that mental competency is only a problem for Congress members over 75. But she was attacked when on CNN by Don Lemon, and basically saying that it's her going after politicians over 75. Well, look at her. She's not in her prime. Here's what Don Lemon said, and the response from Poppy Harlow. Listen.
This whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
What are you talking about? Wait.
That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. Oh, I got another.
I'm not saying I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, you know, politicians aren't in their prime.
You need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for like childbearing, or are you talking about prime for being president?
What the facts are. Google it. Everybody at home. When is a woman in her prime? It says 20s, 30s, and 40s. And I'm just saying Nikki Haley should be careful about saying that politicians are not in their prime, and they need to be in their prime when they serve, because she wouldn't be in her prime according to
Google
or whatever it is.
Okay, it's a ridiculous point, because obviously she's talking about mental capacity, and how do you test somebody who is in his or her prime, and why should it only be a mental capacity test and not one for mental health, which, again, is more difficult to test and to evaluate. But I think what you have here is the various points that were made. This is why Nikki Haley should basically drop this line of assault, because even though people may have a visceral response and say, oh, yeah, like, great, let's give Biden a competency test. And I know that we have President Trump's word for it that he did great with his competency test, where he talked about man, woman, television, and I forget the rest of them. See, it's showing that I'm losing it. But what is going on here is another figure from the New York Times is Tim Scott, the other candidate from South Carolina, has about $20 million in the bank. And I was surprised to hear that Nikki Haley, who hasn't been an office holder for a long time, hasn't run for office in a long time, has $17 million in the bank. And who is the king of the money brigade when it comes to the Republican drive for the nomination? Well, it's actually Ron DeSantis, who has $64 million left over from his landslide victory for re-election as governor of Florida. And which contrasts with some of the reported difficulties that President Trump has had with actually raising money at the same kind of rate that he used to raise it. When we come back, there is much more about the claim that we are in the verge of an economic civil war. And what is the war over? It's not over conservative versus liberal. It's over guns. Are we really in the midst of a civil war over guns? And who would be starting that war? We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
MedVed.
What?
Your cultural crusader.
What the hell? What is this?
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Medved. You is the grooviest.
And on the Michael Medved Show, as we're coming up to the weekend, wouldn't you prefer to face that weekend feeling your best, feeling energetic and functional and purposeful? Well, if you don't feel that now, if you feel old and tired and worn out, maybe it's your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You maybe can't eat the foods you really like. Balance 7 can change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. All natural ingredients. Go to the Michael Medved website. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Balance 7. Right now, if you use the code Medved, M-E-D-V-E-D, you get $15 off your order, plus free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and that money-back guarantee. It really does work. I enjoy using it. Balance 7 at michaelmedved.com. Speaking of balance, there was an unbalanced prediction of civil war, and this being economic civil war, this seems to be an original idea with Keith Olbermann. And he is reacting to mass shootings, including the shooting yesterday, the shooting that occurred and was publicized in El Paso. It didn't get a lot of publicity because I believe there's only one person who actually was killed, but others were wounded. And they have apprehended the two perpetrators of this shooting, and it was really across the parking lot from the Walmart store in El Paso, where 23 people had been killed before by someone who profoundly deserves the maximum punishment. This at a time when Pennsylvania governor, the Democrat new governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, is trying to abolish the death penalty in the Keystone State. But leave that. So Keith Olbermann responds to the spate of shootings that are troubling to everyone in the country, and everyone would like to do something about it. He says the only way to do something about it is to declare war. Listen.
We are owned by guns, and therefore there is only one way to stop the mass shootings. It is to suffocate the businesses that make billions of dollars in profits off guns, to destroy the gun lobby, the death lobby, and the Republican Party that defends those lobbies and those businesses. And the only way to do that is an economic civil war. The blue states have all the money. They must starve the red states into submission, or another 600,000 Americans will be murdered in the next 10 to 12 years.
Okay, trying to quote the 600,000 figure because that's the number of people who died in the last civil war. It's actually closer to 700,000. This is so crazy to suggest collective punishment. And economic punishment can be very severe. It can shatter dreams. It can lead to misery. It can, and by the way, the outcome of this economic civil war over what issue? Is Keith Olbermann calling for a total ban on any private ownership of guns? Too late, Keith. There are 400 million guns in private hands right now in this country. And it's not going to work to try to buy them all up. I think your idea of talking about a civil war would actually be welcomed by a lot of people who are enthusiastic defenders of the Second Amendment. And then again, this is one of those issues where people lose any rational focus. Again, I think the example of Virginia, where they're trying to offer incentives for people to get and to use gun safes, is a much better example of something you could do that is positive. There is also this question of curricula. And the Al Sharpton was outspoken about the discussions of about curricula in Florida. In particular, he was talking about the advanced placement debate between the school authorities in Florida, who were appointed and led by Ron DeSantis, and the college board, which had originally come up with a very political and very critical race theory basis for having an advanced placement course in African American history, in black history. Here is Reverend Sharpton, clip 10.
So here we are, three or four generations past, and you're now going to tell us that we will decide what part of black history is acceptable and comfortable to us? Well, we need to talk about what was uncomfortable for blacks and others, for Latinos, for poor whites, for LGBTQ, and how we dealt with that discomfort. The history of America is trying to deal with everybody's plight in this experiment for democracy, not try to eliminate the parts you want. And he's doing it for political reasons, Joy. He feels if I can do what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump launched his political career off of birtherism, saying that Barack Obama was other. And then he went on from there with other racial kind of tones. So now we have Ron DeSantis, who I call Baby Trump, who is now trying to do the Baby Trump thing and come with a new racial divide. Like he is in some way going to liberate America from its past, rather than to say, let's glorify that these people were enslaved and fought their way all the way to where we put a black man in the White House, reelected him, and have a black woman as vice president today. Tell the whole story, baby. Yeah. Trump.
Okay, telling the whole story is exactly what they want to do. One of the issues that was there at the where the College Board ended up compromising under pressure from Governor DeSantis was the issue that there were no black conservatives who were mentioned at any point in the curriculum. And now they are including mentions of General Colin Powell, who was, when may he rest in peace, one of the most admired of all Americans and certainly an important figure in black history, and Condoleezza Rice, who, of course, was the first and only black woman to hold the position of Secretary of State of the United States. And the idea that that Governor DeSantis or critics of the curricula that were actually designed that included attention to queer studies and queer culture in the black community, but did not include anything about the long history of black conservatives, by the way, including Jackie Robinson, who was for most of his life a Republican, supporter of Richard Nixon in 1960. All of that, more black history, and more fulsome black history that portrays the heroic parts as well as the oppressive parts, it seems to me, is important and a fight worth winning. Meanwhile, when you speak about a fight worth winning, do we have a film today, Jeremy? No. Okay. What we do have is Georgia State Senator Emanuel Jones also talking a little bit about the difficulty in giving any recognition at all to black people who may not be part of the majority of the black community that is clearly identified with the Democratic Party today. He objected to placing any sort of monument or statue in the Capitol grounds in Atlanta. And why did he not want one of the state's most famous sons, black sons, Clarence Thomas, memorialized in the Capitol building? Listen.
Place a statue of Clarence Thomas on this grounds. We cannot avoid that conversation, so I'm not going to avoid it either. In the black community, we have an expression, and I don't want to use this label too deeply here because I'm just trying to tell you what we have in African-American community. When we talk about a person of color that goes back historically to days of slavery and that person betraying his own community, we have a term in the black community. That term that we use is called Uncle Tom.
Okay, and that's a ridiculous slander of Uncle Tom because, of course, that novel was written when slavery still existed, and Uncle Tom was a heroic figure trying to escape its ravages, and by the way, a deeply religious figure as well. How absurd, and what a slander against the justice of the Supreme Court and this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.